This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA every single day to wrap up the show. Do want to remind you, another fresh episode of the Off The Cuff podcast was recorded before the show today. And I'll go so far as to say that if you check it out in about 20 minutes, it'll be better than the Taylor Swift appearance on New Heights podcast.
She made her boyfriend so much money. Hold on, let me find it, because it was right.
I think more people are going to listen to it, too.
Yes. It was unreal how much money.
You were giving me all
Taylor
the numbers.
Swift, okay, this is when she won. It was 379 million views on Instagram, 61.6 views on X, 35 on TikTok.
Wow.
This is millions.
Yeah.
15 million on YouTube, 1.3 million live viewers. The episode stream crashed. All right, they passed 300, made them 3 million followers on Instagram, 400,000 new YouTube subscribers. Like, she just made her boyfriend so much bread.
So much money.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, man. Because they already were making tons of money on that podcast.
Yes.
They played it perfect, too. Because that podcast has grown to huge popularity just because they're so fun and honest and all that. They could have done this at any point.
Yes.
They decided to do it. Obviously, she has an album coming out. So she wanted to announce that there, but well played.
Yes.
Very well played. So maybe a few less people are going to listen to our podcast
today.
That's
it.
But I'm saying it is good, though.
Yes.
Randy had a great story.
It's awesome.
It's funny. We can cuss on it.
Yes.
So
it's awesome.
Check out the Off the Cuff podcast. All right, let's start with Chris, who's in Suwannee. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. I heard Wesley yesterday, you guys talking to him about the Falcons. I pumped up. I got Bijan in my fantasy, but that was a Wesley Financial timeshare guy. So I said, I'm going to call today because I got a serious question to you guys.
All right.
You're talking about Dawsonville. Did you know that they're going to rename Dawsonville?
Get the button ready, bud.
Is this a joke
setup? They're renaming it. They're renaming it to Throbbing.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Wah-wah. Womp, womp.
Thanks for calling, though. All right, Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? Happy Friday, man.
Happy
first
Friday
of all.
To you, Vince. Thanks for calling
man,
in.
Man, you know what? Speaking of Taylor Swift, man, my son is written music for Taylor Swift, The Weeknd, and Bruno Mars.
Wow.
Man, he's 19. Ain't gonna lie to you. He says the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. And... Let me just ask y'all, man. Good Lord, Do y'all hear the dumb stuff with y'all kids?
Yes. Yes. All the time.
Well, my kids are only 2 and 4, so yes. it's too early to say they're saying dumb stuff.
No, you ain't. Like I always say this all the time, and it's so true, and it never fails with my kids, is that, like, people have had lived lives and everything before you put everything on an app. Yes,
when,
you know that.
Right. Or just have experienced people have done this.
Yes.
When did we realize that? Because I'll be honest, when I was 19, mm-hmm. I was the smartest person in the world, too.
Really?
I was sure that I knew all the stuff.
I never knew that. I was never.
You did?
Hey, Red, let me ask y'all this right here.
Oh, yeah.
Vince is still here.
He's a straight A student from the best school in Gwinnett County. And guess what he told me? He's like, well, why are you a straight C student? And I'm sitting here like, dude, I wanted to just smack him, man. I'm sitting here like, what the hell?
Yeah,
All right, Vince. Thank you.
Yeah, he might have got punched in the chest by that.
Congrats to your son, though.
Yeah.
Writing music for Taylor Swift
awesome
and Bruno
right
Mars
that's
and all.
That's awesome
that.
Right there, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I was, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't like a bad person or anything
that.
I was just very sure that I was.
I never was a. I know everything. I don't know why. Maybe because Angel would. I had a very quick to humble yo ass mama. I did, man. So I just, you know.
I do think my mom was very quick to like.
Yeah, I had a quick
pump me up.
Yeah, I had a quick to humble mama. Damn sure did.
All right, Decatur Slim is in Decatur, unsurprisingly.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm riding around with my kids who haven't written music for Taylor Swift and Bruno Mars.
Not yet.
Say, what's up, Andy and Randy?
What's up, Andy and Randy?
Hey, guys.
What's that?
Hey, one of my favorite steel shots of you, Randy, when you were playing was, as a Falcons fan, when you were jumping over those Saints players, man. So my question is, was that the most athletic play you've had? And Andy, what is the most athletic play that you've had in any sport?
I know what my boy Bunk is. A corner kick goal.
I did make a corner kick goal.
Yeah, corner kick goal right there.
An Olympico.
I mean, I've jumped over people for a reason. That's so cool because it's a steal shot.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's a steal shot.
What's cool to me about that, if I remember correctly, is that was your first preseason game.
Second,
okay. Second, yes. But that's you're a rookie.
Yes.
That's like one of the first times you've ever stepped on the field.
Yes.
And you're like, you know what I'll do?
Yes.
I'll just fly over these guys.
Yes, I jumped over somebody the previous game, but I got tackled at one.
Oh, man.
But it wasn't like that. It was just a hurdle. But, yeah, that right there, and no, I will never know why I did that. I was at the 5. I knew we were going to halftime because that was right before halftime. And I was like, we got to score. And I just jumped. And I didn't realize. That's when I was young, so I can do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I just jumped, went over them, landed. And the end zone popped back up. The coolest thing was the roll up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because I landed on my back. When I hit the ground, I hit the roll up.
You know, that's funny. I've never seen the end of it. That's the only part of the play I've ever seen. I want to see that.
Yeah, I got to find it. I got to.
So not only did you jump from the 5 over those guys that are also NFL football players, you landed it and jumped up cool.
Yeah, it was like a roll and awesome. Roll up.
What was it like to be one of the most athletic people in the world?
It's pretty damn cool, Andy.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Cool. It's pretty cool.
I bet it was.
And that thing,
thanks for including me in the question, too, the Decatur Slim.
It was on CNN. What was it? Plays the play of the day,
dude,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
No, yeah.
Yeah. It's on VHS somewhere.
Well, and when they do like the greatest sports photos of all time, it's always in there.
Yes.
Really great. All right. Dan is in Cumberland. Hey, Dan.
Man, I ain't hear what he said. They changed the name to Dawsonville too, but that was corny.
Yes, it was.
Andy, yeah, big one. Andy, being a Seattle guy, brother. One, I got two questions. Are you still a Seahawks fan? And two, how do you feel about Sam Darnold? What's your confidence level? I'm a little shaky on it. I'm still, you know, I wish we still had Geno. I wanted to see what else he might be able to do. With what was left on his contract and stuff like that. So, how you feeling, Andy? Holla at me. Oh, and Randy.
Yes.
I installed a tight end middle screen, brother.
Yes.
So, my question is to you: should I go ahead and pop off the game with that?
Please do.
Tomorrow, or do it in the middle of the game, or what? Pop it off.
You know what? Wait, because it's too much going on. Let's make sure you run a couple plays to set it up. A couple plays off that action to set it up, and then do it.
Thank you, Dan. It's not like it was for like being a Seahawks fan. The only team that I'm still a fan of, like the way that I always have been, is the Huskies.
Okay.
I don't really know why. I mean, just move and Not sure, but I still care about him. I want him to do well. I don't know. I'm not super confident in Sam Darnold.
I'm not either.
For the reason, very similar to what you were saying earlier, is like, I don't know, maybe being in the 49ers system and being around that fixed him and changed everything.
Maybe.
And then you saw it for a year in Minnesota. There's a lot of other examples of him not being like that. Mm-hmm. But the most recent one was him being good. Well, I guess the most recent one was those final two games of him not being great. But I don't know. I'm not super confident. Now, I think the defense is going to be good in Seattle.
Yes. They're young.
And I think they're going to run the ball a lot, and that'll help him.
The biggest thing with them is who's the runner? Chenault and one boy from Michigan.
Yeah, Ken Walker.
He's got to stay healthy.
Yeah, Ken Walker's got to stay healthy.
He's got to stay healthy.
Yeah. I think that they'll have a chance at the wild card.
I think it all depends on how that back of Matt Stafford, though. Where that West goes.
Yes.
Where the West goes.
Yes, that's right. I agree with that. Connor is in Powder Springs. Hey, Connor.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I have a question. When it comes to the NIL, do they still have to do, like, meet a scholastic, you know, like a 3-point something?
No.
Oh, like not to get the NIL
money. Not to get the NIL, no.
But to stay eligible, you still...
Yes, stay eligible, yes. NIL, no.
As of today, we'll see how long this lasts, but as of today, they still are officially college students.
Yes.
So there is a standard of whatever it was. I don't know. What is it to stay eligible on the team?
Well, I don't see why it hasn't went up to... It's been, always been 2.0, right?
2.0? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. But no, there is no academic requirement. You just got to be eligible for it.
Right. So then I guess...
And if you can't get a 2.0 in college...
Yeah. If you're a good football player and they want you to be playing...
You will get a 2.0.
And you can't get a 2.0,
yes.
You really got to be trying hard
really
to not
hard
get a 2.0.
Not to get it. Yes.
But no, it's not directly tied to the NIL. But being on the field is tied to the NIL. So sort of, I guess, in a way it is. But no, not exactly. Q is in Loganville. Hey, Q.
Fellas, how y'all doing, man? Love the show.
Thank you, Q. Love you.
Hey, got a question, man. Y'all had DJ Shock on earlier this week. I heard him on the radio earlier this week, and I started laughing when I heard his name. So a question for both of you. Years ago, I think Desmond Ridder was the quarterback, and they were in the booth during the pregame, one of the pregames, and one guy interviewed Arthur Blank. And so this guy asked Arthur a couple of questions, and DJ must have tried to ask a question. He raised his little hand and his finger up in the air like he was in elementary school to get the guy's attention. The guy looked at him and asked Arthur another question. Then he took his finger and tried to play it off and started scratching his face. And I laughed so hard. So my question is, how are you handling that? Are you getting with that guy at the next break or after the show to kind of like, hey, man, why'd you diss me like that?
Gotcha. So I guess... They were doing an interview, right? And me and Randy do this all the time. People don't see it because we're not on TV, but like we normally just go back and forth.
Yes.
Like Randy goes, I go, Randy goes, I go. But sometimes Randy will ask a question and want to follow up on it. So he'll hit me with the, you know, little hand signal and then he goes. So DJ tried to do that, but the guy didn't.
Oh, okay.
He didn't see it or didn't,
okay,
whatever.
Okay.
So DJ had his hand up and then just pretended, tried to play it off, scratch his head, which is really funny. And I bet it was funny to see. If it was an accident, there's nothing to say.
Like I would the funniest thing about that, how you do the question thing, is the whole Shaq when he got mad at Charles Barkley about that. You're supposed to go 1-2-3,
right?
All right, not 1-3 back to 1 when he got all mad at Chuck that one time. But no, it's not really a big deal.
The only time we ever get messed up is if people give really long answers
and we forget,
and then I'll forget who asked the question.
Like, who asked the damn question?
This actually happened recently.
Yes.
it was Joe yesterday. I don't care. I'll throw Joe under the bus. Joe gave a long ass answer, and I couldn't remember if Randy asked the question or if I did.
What the hell was the question?
So I turned the mic. We turned the mics off. I was like, "Is it you next or me?" I don't remember.
Then you asked the same question I was going to ask him.
Okay, yeah, so it worked out.
Yeah, so we were good on that one.
But it has sometimes worked out where we didn't communicate who had asked the question, and then there. And usually I'm the one that forgets.
That's like,
and then Randy looks at me and he's like, oh, all right. I guess I'll ask another one.
Oh, damn. But no.
Yeah, but it happens. Andrew's in Morningside. Final question of the day. Hey, Andrew.
Oh, my gosh. You're not going to give me any time. So do you want, respectfully, do you want an Andrew question or do you want like a sports question?
Andrew, we ain't got all day, bro.
Yeah, gosh, I guess we should have got to earlier if you wanted to.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be honest, Andrew, I'm thrown off, Andrew, because it says Andrew in Morningside and not Andrew in Buckhead, and I'm not acclimated to it yet.
Oh, new crib?
Fine, I moved. It's a nice spot. Have you been to Morningside? It's a nice neighborhood.
Hey, man, no one was being critical. I'm just saying what it said, Andrew in Buckhead. I would have got to you faster.
I said, so you finally moved on, got your own spot, huh?
Well, hey, kids walk themselves to school here. I feel weird when I walk around in the morning. It's crazy.
Where even is it? Where's Morningside at? Where is that?
I don't, like, East Atlanta. Like, I don't know. I don't know. So, all right. Let me, I want to give you the Andy's question because you're going to, whatever. I'm not. So the question is, what's the most lost you ever been? So I found a new lady friend, but she lives out, like, on the other side. She lives in Bankhead. Some people call it the Bluff even. So I left my phone on the charger, got lost,
right,
and basically was like, whatever, I'll make a left here, make a right here, I'll find my way home. I didn't. Okay. I was out of pocket for 8 hours.
Okay. Oh,
damn.
Okay. All right. Because we're short on time, we will just answer the question, but thank you, Andrew. And now you're in Morningside. Yeah. I'm acclimated. Most lost you've ever been?
I don't get lost a lot, Amy.
I don't either.
I don't get lost a lot.
I don't either. But
I got on Greyhound bus one day. Or I didn't get off on the. I didn't get off the right Greyhound once.
I did get in the wrong school bus the second day of sixth grade. Yes. I told that story last week. The most lost I ever was me and my when I was in Spain, and me and my buddy Jason just kind of went wandering and. Pre-cell phone,
mm-hmm.
and we were just, and it, everyone speaks Spanish,
yeah.
you know, because you're in Spain, and we were just like, I don't know, man, I have no idea. So we walked until we got to the water,
mm-hmm.
and then followed the water back to something we recognized, and then walked down that road back to where we were standing.
It
took like 4 hours, because it couldn't ask anybody.
That happens.
My Spanish should have been better. Anyway, takeaways of the day. Man.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I forgot my takeaway that fast because I forgot where you're at.
I will say sometimes the most lost I am is during Andrew's questions.
Yes, because Andrew, damn, boy. I mean, she took some from him.
I know.
Yeah, she, I don't care.
He used to get to the point.
He used to get to the point. Andrew was so sharp with it and everything like that.
But it sounds like he's got a new lady.
Yeah, man.
She lives out there in Bankhead.
I don't know, man.
Which is great.
Andrew, just be careful, man. I know it's hard coming back from a broken heart, brother. I know. All right?
So you got it.
You got it, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You got it. We got your back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is. They get naked in Dawsonville.
I had a couple, but none of them were better than this one. Randy had a quick to humble you mama.
Yeah, dog.
Which is a good one.
Most of the 70s was better because the people were cooler and that
Woo-Wah wasn't around yet.
Yeah, man.
It wasn't?
It didn't quickly show up.
It would show up.
You got there quick in the 80s.
It would show up.
Midday Show apparently quite interested in the keytar. And the elderly have some offensive cheeks.
They can. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.